FM on the station app and on OpenView Channel 606. This is East Coast Radio Newswatch.
For more South Africans are buying homes as a group, the rising cost of living and high interest rates are said to be pushing them towards this arrangement. Newswatch's Tamasha Khani reports.
According to FNB, individuals earning between 3,500 rand and 29,600 rand a month are pooling resources to buy homes amid economic challenges. The bank says there was a 36% increase in the loans it gave for collective buying for the 6 months ending on December 31, compared to the same period in 2022. It's revealed that Gauteng and the Western Cape are leading provinces in collective home purchases. Affluent customers and families are also collectively buying residential property.
It's emerged in court that Luke Fleers was shot when he tried to fight off his hijackers at a Johannesburg filling station last month. The 24-year-old Kaizer Chiefs player succumbed to the gunshot wound to his upper body. The assailants made off with his car. The Roodepoort Magistrates Court has today continued to hear the bail application of six suspects. State Prosecutor Shadrach Demeki read out the investigating officer's statement in court, where he confirmed the incident was captured on CCTV camera.
The deceased was taken out of his motor vehicle by the fourth assailant, and he was shot at. The two assailants drove off with the deceased motor vehicle, followed by the white BMW Y Series. The deceased was rushed to Flora Clinic, wherein he was certified dead on arrival.
The bail hearing has been postponed to Tuesday. The Road Accident Fund has launched a campaign to deal with the backlog of claims. The scheme has more than 300,000 unprocessed claims from the past 2 years alone. During a media briefing in Pretoria, CEO Colin Slitswalo said the Drive Your Claim Forward campaign is aimed at reducing the waiting period for claims submitted before April 2021. He cited missing documents as the reason for the backlog.
The RAF needs additional information from the claimant or the claimant's attorney to support the claim they have submitted to the RAF Form 1.
He's encouraged claimants to use their call center 087-820-1111, which he says has enabled more than 95% of issues by claimants to be resolved. You can also send an SMS to 44930 or email contactcenter@raf.co.za. And police in California say they've made hundreds of arrests as they broke up protests at a university. A pro-Palestinian encampment of tents has been dismantled at UCLA. Footage appears to show officers in riot gear firing rubber bullets and tearing down barricades. Protests have been taking place at a number of university campuses in the US for the past week. Durban 27 tomorrow, Pietermaritzburg 31, Richards Bay 29.
And here's what's coming up in your sport. Erik ten Hag says that there is still a future for Jadon Sancho at Old Trafford. A mindset change, the key to the Sharks' turnaround, according to Werner Koch. And the junior Boks draw their under-20 rugby championship opener against New Zealand.